It's March 26, 2010. Hello and welcome to MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. 4MR is brought to you by GoDaddy, helping you set up your own website in a snap with domain name registration, web hosting, and 24/7 support. Visit godaddy.com/mediashift to learn more. Now, here's the news. Just how big of a deal is Google? When the search giant decided to stop censoring its China-based site and redirect traffic to a Hong Kong-based site that doesn't censor, it caused a foreign policy uproar for U.S.-China relations. First, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton mentioned Google in a speech about freedom of expression and said the State Department would help fund technology to help people get around web blocks and filtering. Later, the Chinese government was issuing rebukes to Google for its redirect. But Google wasn't content to stop there. Company execs told Congress that lawmakers should be concerned about web filtering around the world, not just because of human rights, but because it stifled business in those countries. Plus, the Los Angeles Times reported that Google started running real-time search results on its Hong Kong site, effectively giving people in mainland China access to see Twitter feeds that had been previously blocked. But Google's move could backfire if Chinese people consider it a political move coming from the US government. Quote, anyone in China who wants to look for evidence that the U.S. wants to use the internet to undermine the Communist Party's rule is going to find ample evidence of this, said Chinese consultant Kaiser Kuo in the Wall Street Journal article. In other news, the Apple iPad doesn't ship until April 3rd, but the hype is already in overdrive, especially among magazine publishers. Condé Nast and Time Inc. magazines have never even seen an actual iPad, but have multiple apps in development, which they plan to charge for and sell big ticket advertising. In fact, the New York Times reported that top ad slots on some of these apps are fetching between $75,000 and $300,000 for 3-month runs. For example, shipper FedEx bought ad space on apps from Reuters, The Wall Street Journal, and Newsweek, and Chase Credit Cards bought out the ads on the New York Times app for its first 60 days that it'll be available. Plus, publishers believe they can command top dollar from subscribers for apps on the iPad, with The Wall Street Journal hoping to charge $17.99 per month for its app, and Men's Health magazine charging a full print cover price of $4.99 per iPad issue. Sure, there will be more multimedia video and audio with iPad apps, but will people be willing to pay the extra money for subscriptions? We'll see. Now it's time for Just One Question. I talked with Susan Curry Civic, assistant journalism professor at Fresno State University and magazine correspondent for MediaShift. I asked her, how will the iPad change the magazine business?
They have, of course, lots of other opportunities to enhance magazine content with all kinds of cool multimedia stuff and new opportunities for advertisers, too, which would be a good thing for magazines to explore, of course, today. So they'll have the chance to do more interactive advertising, to build advertising and other kinds of revenue opportunities into the content that would normally be a little more separated from the editorial.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, fill in the blank in this sentence. The iPad will blank the media industry. Our last poll question was, what do you think of your cable or satellite TV service? 34% said they cut the cord and get everything online. 29% said it's way too expensive. 25% said they wish they could pick and choose channels. And just 4% were totally happy with it. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible and a podcast sponsor, GoDaddy. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.